Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a clear and sunny morning across Israel. Temperatures are mild, making it a perfect day to be outside for those in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Meanwhile, Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports that the U.S. has struck Iran for the third night in a row. President Trump considers targeting the PKK nuclear site, calling it a possible target for a big fat shot. This development follows Iran's Revolutionary Guards claiming responsibility for recent attacks. Also, Walla reports explosions in several locations in southern Iran earlier today. Residents noted missile strikes and aircraft over Bandar Abbas, Larach, and Kenarach. Explosions were also heard in the Strait of Hormuz. Also this hour, JNS highlights President Trump's statement about targeting PKK Mountain, underscoring another night of U.S. strikes against Iran. Separately, The Forward reports that the president of PEN America resigned over the weekend. This follows a controversial report on threats to Jewish authors. And finally, Australian Jewish News covers the second day of university hearings. These hearings focus on anti-Semitism on campuses, examining lived experiences and university responses. Reaction has been swift on social media. AMK Mapping, a conflict analysis account, posted just minutes ago about footage of U.S. airstrikes over Sirik in southern Iran last night. Meanwhile, I24NEWS English shared that CENTCOM completed a significant five-hour mission aimed at reducing Iran's ability to attack commercial shipping. John Spencer, a military strategist, reported that U.S. forces targeted several locations across Iran, including Bushehr and Bandar Abbas, using precision munitions. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S.-Iran tensions, The Times of Israel reports that President Trump continues aggressive military actions against Iran. The potential targeting of PKK Mountain marks a significant escalation. This move aims to curtail Iran's nuclear capabilities amidst ongoing regional hostilities. For civilians, this raises concerns over potential retaliation and regional instability. Turning to the explosions in Iran, Walla describes missile strikes reported in southern Iran's key cities earlier today. These events coincide with heightened military activities in the region. The targeting of strategic locations like the Strait of Hormuz signals further tensions. This could impact global trade routes through this crucial passage. Meanwhile, at PEN America, the president's resignation, as reported by The Forward, stems from a report on boycotts targeting Jewish and Israeli authors. This highlights ongoing debates over freedom of speech and the cultural boycott movement. The resignation may influence future organizational stances on controversial issues. On the economic front. First, Ynet Business reports changes for Israeli shoppers using AliExpress. Purchases over $75 will now include upfront VAT, streamlining customs processes, and providing closer pickup points. Separately, CTech shares insights from Israeli tech leaders. They emphasize the importance of human capital in driving success in the tech industry, offering lessons for future growth. And finally, Israel Hayom Business discusses market reactions to Gulf tensions. Despite rising oil prices and a stronger dollar, investor panic remains low. This suggests confidence in market resilience amid geopolitical uncertainties. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 8 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.